This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You are listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. My name is Corey Fleck, and I will be your host for the first hour. I hope everybody took a little bit of time this week to listen over to some of the daily editorials that I did, even before I went to that Cambridge House conference. And that's something we're going to be talking about in this first segment with Adrian Day. Adrian Day is the founder, CEO of Adrian Day Asset Management. And Adrian, I was just recently this week at the Cambridge House Resource Investment Conference in Vancouver. That was Tuesday, Wednesday. You were also recently at a Minds and Money show in New York. My takeaway from the show that I went to was that it was quiet, to say the least. Maybe one of the quietest shows I have ever been to. We can get kind of a feeling of where the market stands in that sense, but what was your feedback? What was your takeaway from that Minds and Money show?
Well, thank you for having me, and hello. Yeah, the same. I think quiet is a polite way of putting it. You know, there's a lot going, obviously. There's a lot more gold shows, resource conferences now than there used to be. And so not just the companies, but companies and attendees are just picking and choosing more which ones they go to. But it's as you and I were discussing, it's a lot deeper than that. I mean, there's just very, very little interest in this sector right now.
There is, and I think we're seeing that reflected in trading volume on the exchanges, on the ETFs. I pointed out that GDX is back down to the level it was trading at volume-wise, as in the tail end of 2015. People just aren't buying in the market, but there have been a few financings undertaken by a handful of companies, maybe about a dozen companies, that have been oversubscribed. So there is some money in the system, plus we're even seeing some select stocks react to some positive news. In a roundtable that I did at the conference, we looked at what's coming out of Nevada and a couple stocks that are running there. You also pointed out a stock to me that was actually responding quite nicely to some good trenching results. What does this tell you about the market, being that it is boring, but there are still some stocks able to run if you produce some good results?
Well, I think that's exactly so. And I think the thing is people do not seem to be interested. They do not seem to be buying unless there appears to be some immediate impetus, some immediate catalyst. So, you know, again, you mentioned private placements. If you can buy a private placement at a discount with a nice warrant, that's a reason to buy right now. We are seeing an increase in takeovers and investments by senior companies. Maybe we can talk about that later. So I think that's a slightly different thing because that's the companies finally waking up rather than the individuals. But when you do get that kind of takeover offer or something, then investors do respond. So I think there's people with money looking at the sector, but they only want to buy if it appears that there's something immediate. And so you mentioned Nevada. The one I mentioned was Evram. You know, Evram was entered the year at 20 cents or 22 cents or something. And they came out with some trenching results. Now, they were spectacular results, but they were trenches. They weren't even drills. And the stock went as high as $1.60. And we can talk about it. Oh, it's a thinly traded stock. There are, you know, a few big holders and so on and so forth. But nonetheless, stocks do respond if there are good news. But what people are not interested in, it would appear, are just buying stocks that are good value or even excellent value, but you may have to wait a while. There doesn't seem much of a mood for that. Yes.
Okay, Adrian, let's talk about some of the more speculative companies, maybe some that you follow and some of the important aspects that you're looking for when investing. You and I were talking off mic, and some of the, I think, more important aspects to pay attention to is time frame. Don't be expecting anything to be running up or you to be doubling your money in the next month or two or three. You need to take a longer-term outlook. And when it comes to cash in the bank, these guys need to have some nice run room. Can you cover these topics and a couple other aspects that you're following that make you more attracted to some of these companies?
Sure, absolutely. Well, let me say, generally, my style is to be a very long-term value-oriented investor. So particularly in this junior space, I focus on good managements, and I'm much less concerned, good managements and balance sheets. And I personally am much less concerned on whether they have a particular property that might have some interesting drill results, you know, next week or next month. I'm focusing more on long-term. And you can accumulate some of these companies if you have patience at very low prices. Riverside would be an example of a prospect generator that I like. Good balance sheet. They got about $4.5 million. It's a $12 million market cap. And you know, you can just pick away at that stock, but you don't want to chase the prices. I'm definitely not predicting that they will have success, but if they have success, it will respond very, very well because the stock has just been sucked up by good, strong hands, and it's very, very tight. In the same way that all of last year, you could buy Evram at 18 cents, 19 cents. You could buy it all day long at those prices. But a lot of people weren't buying because there didn't appear to be anything imminent. Well, there wasn't anything imminent. But when they have results, the stocks respond very well. So I'm looking at stocks like that that I think will just do well when they have good results, and certainly Riverside would be an example. But you may have to wait a year or another year. I don't know. There's a couple that we like but perhaps have something a little more imminent. MedGold is one that we like a lot. It's a small company. They have some land in Serbia, which is under joint venture, is in a regional alliance with Fortuna Silver. And Fortuna has just started drilling on the key property there. So we should get some results, maybe in a couple of months. The stock is firmed, definitely, ahead of this drilling. It's firmed on good volume. But if they have success, I think it will respond very, very well. So that's one we like. Another one we like is Prospero or Prospero, depending on whether you're British or North American. That's PSL on Toronto. It's 10 cents. I mean, this is a ridiculously cheap company. Let me just look at what the market cap is. It's 3 million market cap. They have another regional alliance, also with Fortuna Silver. In Mexico, looking for silver, so a little more, you know, normal for Fortuna Silver, a little more what they're used to doing. And this is a regional alliance. They're doing drilling on half a dozen projects, and then, you know, Fortuna gets the right to pick one or two properties, November, I believe it is. But Prospero has money in the bank. Fortuna just did a placement in them, so they had money. And Fortuna spending most of the money on the drilling. And so we have a reasonable chance there that they'll come up with something, I think. So, you know, I like companies like that, but so long as they're still cheap, that's the key to me.
Okay. Continue to be very selective, and I think that is the most important thing for this market. Don't feel like you need to rush into anything right now. Make sure that you're watching these stocks, and I think the good strategy is to buy on the dips with some of the cash that you don't necessarily need to have available in the next couple months and have more than a year time frame. Make sure they're cashed up and hope that we start to get some more money that flows into this sector. Adrian, always
Absolutely.
Great chatting with you. Thanks for taking some time this weekend. Have a great weekend, my friend.
And you. Thank you so much.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report. In this segment, I am chatting with Jeff Christian. He is the managing partner over at the CPM Group. Jeff, the CPM Group sent out a very interesting, small, short presentation talking about this whole concept of peak gold. The question of, is the world running out of gold? A lot of people point to reserves on the books and saying that there's only enough ore for 15 years of production. But you and the rest of the CPM group kind of looked into this data and said a lot of this isn't necessarily reflected on what is available in the world, plus some of the new definitions that have come into the market involving what now can be considered reserves. Can you take us through, first and foremost, your general findings here?
Yeah, there's a lot of complex things that interact there. But, you know, we did this commentary because the number of people were reacting to comments in the market. Oh, the world's running out of gold. Gold production is going to fall. We've reached our peak. We're not finding new big discoveries. And you know, the reality is that gold reserves are actually at record high levels. They're not at, you know, the lowest levels ever. They're at record high levels. And if you look at resources or the mineral reserve base, there's signs that they're even higher. You know, we have seen in terms of numbers of years of production could be accommodated by existing mining reserves. We have seen that decline from around 25 million ounces of 25 years worth of gold production in the late to mid 1980s to around 17 or 15 million years now worth of production. But that's a function of several things. First off is that mine production has more than doubled in that period of time. But the other thing is that, yeah, as you mentioned, we've had a redefinition of what's a reserve. And it's funny because I think somebody mistook one of my comments. I said, you know, look, reserves are more tightly defined by regulatory bodies, in industry bodies that just define what a mineable reserve is. They're more tightly defined now than they used to be in the 80s. And if you adjusted the historical data, you might see that reserves are even higher now relative to where they were back then. But, you know, that'd be a really big thing. And one guy contacted me, one of our clients and friends, and said, you know, well, you know, I don't think that we should loosen the reserve definitions. If anything, they should be tightened. I said, absolutely. I mean, you know, the definitions have been tightened by the CIM and JORC in Australia and others, and they definitely need to be tightened further because there's still too much leeway in how a mining company can define what its reserves are. So, you know, but that redefinition has also caused it to look like reserves are not as vibrant as they used to be. You know, I started in this business in the 70s, and in the early 1970s, there was this thing called the Club of Rome, which said, hey, we're going to run out of oil and copper and gold by the early 1980s. And it was all just based on their looking at reserves, and they didn't look at resources. You know, reserves are economically recoverable resources, and resources are mineralized deposits that could become. They include reserves, but they also include stuff that could become mineable if technology changes or if the price rises. And, you know, if you fast forward since the early 1970s, we haven't run out of gold, oil, or copper. In fact, we have more reserves than we did back then because the prices of all three commodities have risen. And so I think that a lot of people were looking at peak gold and reserves are falling in terms of number of years that are covered by existing reported reserves. I think they're really misunderstanding what that data is all about.
So, Jeff, involving these reserve data, have you dove into it and actually analyzed kind of what is economic at around these current levels or even economic, saying, going down to $1,100 or $1,000 gold? Because you are right, a lot of reserves were kind of proved out, but that was back when gold was skyrocketing higher and a lot of these majors took on a lot of reserves in terms of uneconomic ounces. A lot of those have been written off right now, but we continue to see some 43-101s, they show some reserves, but they might not be economic on the back end.
Right. You've got several things. First off, like I said, you know, the definitions and the regulations guiding how mining companies value and report their reserves need some further stringency so as to better coordinate it all and regulate it so that you have consistency from company to company, across companies, and how you define these reserves. There's still a little bit too much leeway. But the other thing is, yeah, the price, you know, reserves are a function of resources and the price. And when the price was $1,000 in 2010, you had a certain number of reserves. When the price went to $1,600 in 2011, you had a lot more reserves because there were a lot of resources that were not profitable to be mined or economical to be mined at $1,000 that became profitable. And then when the price fell to $1,200, $1,300, which is about where it is now, you had some of those reserves disappear. It looks like those reserves are gone and reserves have fallen by that amount, but that metal is still in the ground. If the price goes back to $1,600, which we think it will in a few years, those reserves reappear. Yeah. So it's not like the reserves are gone. They're just not considered reserves because the price of gold has fallen.
All right, Jeff, let's talk about mine production as well, because you mentioned how mine production was increasing. Right now, though, it is decreasing because of the falling market and kind of general lack of money that has been flowing in. What are some of the key factors that you're paying attention to as mine production, again, is falling, but you know what, don't think that that's going to go to zero.
Yeah, mine production is falling, and it's falling, as you said, you know, the lower price and lack of investment in new capacity during the bear market from 2012 to 2016. And it probably will continue to fall because there's a long lag time between when you invest in new mining capacity and when that stuff comes into production. So mine production is probably going to fall for, you know, the better part of the next decade, even if the price of gold rises sharply during that period of time. But, you know, that's one of the factors. But, you know, you also have a situation where a lot of investors, institutional as well as retail investors, have simply said, look, you know, the mining industry really hasn't given us the kinds of returns that we're getting elsewhere or the kinds of returns we'd like to see. So there is an ongoing starvation, if you will, of capital into the mining industry, and that's going to limit the mining industry's ability to maintain current production, let alone grow production in the future. And so, you know, we're watching that, and it's very problematic the degree to which investors have pulled back from gold and from gold mining equities at this point.
Okay. Hey, interesting comments. Jeff, it's always great having you on the show, and I really did enjoy reading over this little presentation that you and the CPM group sent out talking about what's going on with this whole peak gold conversation. Jeff, it's been great having you on the weekend show. I hope you have a great rest of your weekend, my friend.
Thanks. You have a good weekend, too.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. In this segment, I am chatting with David Vincent. He is the CEO of Canamex Gold, and we're getting an update from Canamex Gold because they are right now just announced back last Tuesday the launching of their STO, their security token offering. This is really the first security token that is going to be backed by some sort of physical gold. David, first and foremost, you and I did touch on this a couple weeks ago, but now that this token offering is live and people can go to that website, go through the whole subscription process, I just want to get your initial feedback. This first week when the token offering is live is the greatest discount to market. Take us through how this whole strategy came together with issuing a token that will be backed by physical, first and foremost.
Yeah, Corey, the strategy was, as I've discussed on the last interview, is to basically take a gold metal stream royalty off the Nevada Gold Project and then tokenize it by doing an asset-backed security token offering as a public listed company. And the point to make is that this is the first time ever that a gold asset-backed crypto token security token has been offered by a North American exchange listed public company. So it's a first for the industry. So the way it works is the token is backed by a gold metal stream off the Nevada Gold Project. As we've said in the white paper, which is available online, is that the first 10% of proceeds will go into actually buying physical bullion, which will be stored with an LBMA bullion house, like the Royal Canadian Mint. Up to 20% of the proceeds will be using to buy additional metal streams from third parties that are part of an alliance we've already formed. and up to 70% will be putting into the Nevada Gold Project to bring it into production. So that's the backing behind the token.
Okay, David, I think that was a key aspect that you addressed at the end of our last interview, and that is that not all the money is going into the Brunner Gold Project. You are pretty immediately going to start to build up a percentage of what you bring in physical gold and some sort of a stream. So is this kind of the news that we should expect coming out of the company as this STO progresses, or when it finally closes, that you are building up some sort of a gold portfolio in the actual physical metal?
Yeah, that's correct. The Nevada Gold Project is the first gold metal stream, which will be 10 to 15% of production off that project. Then we'll bring in other metal streams into the token model. We're able, with this particular token, Gold USA, to raise up to around $1 billion, okay? So, you know, we could end up in a couple of years with maybe, I don't know, 10 or 20 royalty streams behind these tokens. Yep.
So it is kind of, in a way, building a ETF that people can trade, but not an ETF that's tradable on, let's say, one of the standard exchanges that everyone knows. It's more of a token-based ETF that has some sort of physical backing.
Well, it's better than an ETF, because in an ETF, you're buying the security at the spot value of the gold price. I mean, here you're buying it at a substantial discount, around 40%. And not only that, the holder of the security has a direct interest in a gold metal stream royalty. Now, you compare that with a company like Sandstorm or Wheaton Precious Metals, where, you know, they are metal streamers, but you have an equity share in the company. But you're buying into those royalties at 2 to 3 times the net asset value, right? Whereas here, you're buying into the royalty at a 40% discount to spot. So, you know, you're a lot better off in these Gold USA tokens, from my perspective.
Okay, let's go through the pricing model here, because for the first week, the tokens are being offered at $4 per token. And the minimum subscription, I believe, is 2,000 tokens. But every week on Tuesday, this price per token goes up. Take us through why you came up with this pricing model, and I guess it's to more or less attract people to get in immediately.
Well, I ran a Black and Scholes model against the strike price and the gold spot price and volatility, and there's about four variables in there. And it came up and it said that if we use a 30-year period, which is like perpetual, it priced the token at USD 950. So at the moment, this first week, we're pricing it at 800, which is, you know, a substantial discount to the Black and Scholes model. So what we're doing is each week we're going to creep towards that 950 US, which is equivalent to $4.75 per token. So each week we'll increase it by 3%, such that after 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks, we'll be at the fair value, what I deem to be the fair value of the token after 6 weeks.
So, David, when will these tokens be tradable on the Ethereum blockchain?
Under the Canadian securities regulations, the subscribers will be escrowed for 4 months and 1 day from the STO closing date. So, for example, if the STO closing date was declared as 15th of July, then the subscribers would be able to trade those tokens from the 16th of November, which is 4 months and 1 day.
How are you going to decide what that closing date is? Is there a certain level of money that you want to bring in, or what's that balance?
Yeah, I mean, there's a certain amount of money we need to bring in, but we'd like to go, you know, over, because, you know, we can use those excess funds to really go hard on purchasing additional metal streams. Yeah. For example, if we raise, I don't know, 10 million, you know, we've got 2 million we can put into purchasing additional metal streams. But, you know, if we cut it off at, say, 20 million, then we've got $4 million. So we can be a bit more aggressive on the purchasing those metal streams over the next few months. I'm already in conversation with a company at the moment who's quite keen on selling us a stream, but of course it's subject to raising the funding in this offering.
I guess that's going to be an interesting position that you're in, because you're going to be buying these streams, as long as everything goes well with this token offering, you're going to be buying these streams with cash, not just shares. Or would you include some sort of these tokens in a deal?
Yeah, I think we'd be cash and tokens. So I think the company who's selling the stream would also want to be partially hedged. And the way to do that is to actually own some tokens themselves. So, I mean, it's quite interesting the way you could model it.
Okay, David, I'm going to leave it over to you now. What are a few of the other points that you really want to drive home to potential investors, those watching this STO and trying to decide, you know, should I get into this? Well, why is there such a discount right now? What do you really want to drive home to them?
Well, what I want to drive home to folks is that this thing will be trading on the Ethereum blockchain, which has had a lot of interest, and so it's got utility. So what you're owning is physical gold, which has transportability across borders. It's a little bit like a gold ETF, but it's better than that, because the blockchain is global and it trades 24/7, and it's T+0. So you can trade these tokens basically anywhere in the planet on any day of the week. You know, you're not subject to stock exchange opening and closing times. So you've got that utility, the fact that it's on the blockchain and it's backed by physical gold. Also, it's a security token, so it's been issued under securities regulations, where you've got transparency from a public listed company. It's great value, this discount to spot, but it's only for a limited time.
Okay, David, I appreciate kind of this recap. Unfortunately, we are out of time here, but as I mentioned on our last interview when you were looking ahead to this STO, that I will be purchasing some of this STO. I'm going to be purchasing it this week because I want to get that biggest discount, and I want to follow along with what you guys are doing. There's obviously no guarantee here, but I do like this strategy, and in all fairness, it's getting in early, so I know I'm in close communication with you. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please be sure to email me, fleck@kereport.com, and David will address those questions as this STO continues to move forward. David, thanks for your time this weekend.
Great. Thanks, Corey. Cheers. Bye.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Welcome back here to wrap up the weekend edition of the KE Report. I'm bringing on a couple of new guests. They also run a radio show and podcast that I tune into on a very regular basis. We'll get a bit more into their whole mentality and what they try to share with all of their listeners. But all I can say is that this show is very much worth tuning into. I am chatting with Robert Helms and Russ Gray. They are the hosts of the long-running The Real Estate Guys radio show. What I find so interesting about their show is that they're not looking at real estate necessarily in terms of individual house prices. They really try to get away from the emotional impact that real estate can have and look at the investment angle. Some of their shows have been how to invest in self-storage units, invest in retirement communities, invest in mobile home developments. There are a wide range of investment opportunities here for real estate, and it's something that I have a very large interest in. Investing in real estate can generate some very good cash flow while still having that kind of capital gains outlook on the back end. So guys, I first just want to throw it over to you. I have recapped your show, but again, tell us how you like to focus on strictly the investment opportunities for individuals when it comes to real estate.
Well, thanks, Corey. You know, real estate in our mind is a hard asset, a real asset. It's tangible. And the difference between real estate as an investment class and anything else you might invest in is kind of unique in that nobody is forced ever to invest in an ounce of gold or a share of stock or a bond. But the real estate market is impossible to sit out on a financial basis. You don't have to own or invest in property, but you're going to interact financially with real estate no matter what. If you lease a store, if you rent an apartment, if you buy a home. And so it reacts a little bit differently. But the great thing about real estate is it's also inefficient. That may sound like a negative, but the super efficient markets are a little harder to figure out and have that insider knowledge. In fact, insider knowledge is illegal, or insider trading is illegal in a lot of the places, but not in real estate. In real estate, we thrive on the inefficiencies of the market and the fact that you can invest for cash flow, you can invest for tax benefits, you can invest for equity growth over time, you can create equity, one of our favorite things to do, what we call force equity. So there's so many different ways to play, not to make it overwhelming, but to make it easy. Folks can get involved in a very simple basis all the way up to huge, you know, multi-million dollar developments and everything in between.
Hey, I met you guys at the New Orleans Investment Conference that Brian Lendon always hosts with us. And I really got to know you guys through the aspect of, yeah, not subscribing to what Wall Street is saying in terms of, you know, this is where you should be putting your money. Look at alternative investments. Can you guys take us through maybe some of the sweet spots that you're discussing right now or that you're doing some research into that maybe some of our listeners should at least consider as they get to know you guys better, but then also get to look at some investment opportunities in real estate?
You bet. Well, we start with this theory as the real estate guys that people start out with what we call your personal investment philosophy. That's the thing you're trying to accomplish through real estate or any investment. Once you figure out who you are as an investor and what you're after and what resources you have to work with, now you find a market or markets or a product type, a demographic you want to serve when it comes to real estate. And once you've got your markets figured out, now you need to find a team that can help you. Because in real estate, you need a real estate broker. You need a mortgage lender. You need a property manager, you need a tax professional, you need a legal professional. So you assemble your team. Once you've got your team, then you find a property. And I think the vast majority of real estate investors we run into do it the other way around. They find a great deal and then they try to backtrack the rest of it. So we're very strategic in that we're looking at the kinds of properties that make sense, knowing that everybody's different. People want different things. Personally, we look at being pretty long in this particular housing session, if you would, as we look at the bigger economic picture. And so for that reason, we're maybe making different moves than we would have, you know, even 5 or 10 years ago. Real estate always has a value, and there's never been a time where all real estate markets have gone down at once. No matter how dire it was in the U.S. in, say, 2008, there were parts of the world that were thriving, and we always look at where is there an opportunity to find out, as Wayne Gretzky would say, where the puck is going.
Hey, Corey, I think that right now you have to take a look at what's going on demographically. And, you know, a good friend of ours, Robert Kiyosaki, has been saying for years, the rich are going to get richer and the poor, the ranks of the poor are going to grow and the middle class is going to get squeezed. Largely, that's what's been happening. Whether it's now rising interest rates, you've got rising energy costs. In the United States, we've got rising healthcare premiums. We've got, of course, rising rents. Salaries aren't keeping pace with all of this. And so the middle class is getting squeezed. Well, when that happens, affordable housing is a better niche to be in because people are still going to need a place to live. So a market that is more affordable, where you can still have a good quality of life for less money, I think will move people and businesses. They respond to that. You look at some of the things that are going on, just politically, in certain jurisdictions that are talking about imposing taxes and things on companies. You've got this big brouhaha right now going on in Seattle with the head tax, and Amazon and Starbucks very upset about it. You know, so you've got that part of it where people are going to be moving from expensive areas to more affordable areas. And so even in a tight economy, real estate can benefit because it's not uniform. It's not a commodity. It's got pockets. On the flip side of that, you're always going to have the rich. So if you can find a way to derive rents from affluent people, a couple of classes we really like right now, resort properties. If you can get a resort property in a great market, where there's limited supply and high demand, you have an opportunity to pull your tenants really from all over the world for overnight rentals, and they pay a big premium over the cost of the property. So you can derive some great cash flows and have a very good quality asset. Another area is residential assisted living. Same thing. You've got people now, you know, the baby boomer generation is getting ready to move into those years where they're going to need care. And those people have, their care is, it needs to be paid for. It's paid for by insurance. It's paid for by their working families. And so, that you're catering more towards a more affluent demographic. So those are just a couple of cases where you can use real estate, look at the economics of the world and you can use real estate strategically to position yourself where people, businesses, and cash is going to be moving.
Okay, I appreciate you guys sharing some of those factors, some of those markets that you are paying attention to. But you guys both pointed out a couple points there that I really appreciate about your show is that you're looking at the big picture. You're looking at what's happening internationally. You're looking at also what's happening domestically and understanding where the average citizen is getting squeezed or where they might have a little extra cash. And that all plays into the bigger picture of how you need to invest in real estate. We are, for the most part, running out of time here, but I do want to touch on one economic factor that we've been talking a lot about. I know you guys even have been paying close attention to it. That's rising yields. On the back end of that, rising mortgage costs. Money is getting more expensive. How does this impact some of the maybe shorter term, although you guys play the longer term game, how does that impact some of your analysis in the markets you're looking at?
Well, obviously, when interest rates are moving up, people who are at the margin of affordability get pushed out of the market. If you're dealing with a demographic in an asset class or a sector of real estate where there's a lot of demand, you don't really miss those people at the margin, and the properties can keep moving. Many times, interest rates are rising in response to or trying to preempt inflation, and eventually that inflation hits wages, and so even though interest rates go up, wages do too, and so the payments that people can afford to make ultimately begin to balance out. Now, there's a lag time, and sometimes you can get a bargain at that time, especially if you're willing to lock in long-term financing in a rising interest rate environment. It's one of the great advantages of real estate, at least in the States. The ability to lock in a 30-year fixed mortgage. You know, rates are going up, but still, historically speaking, they're relatively very, very low.
Another great thing about rising interest rates, and this is a paradigm to break, is when folks can, if I have a hard time affording a mortgage, now they consider renting. If I'm a landlord, that's good news for me, because if the comparable property they could buy comes with a higher interest rate, that means they'll have to pay more for rent. So when we say interest rates rise, we often see rents rise. Not all the time, but if you're strategic about your marketplace and really the demographic within that marketplace, higher interest rates aren't always a bad thing for real estate investors.
All right, guys, we will leave it at that. I hope everybody has enjoyed this segment talking about a market, a sector that you can generate some nice profits in, cash flow-wise and capital gains-wise. Again, check out Robert and Russ's show. You can find their podcast at The Real Estate Guys Radio Show. Also, check out their website, www.realestateguysradio.com. I'm going to be having them back on the show on a fairly frequent basis. If anybody wants us to focus on individual niches in real estate, please be sure to email me so I can get that over to those guys and we can start to develop some topics around helping all of you out with what you're interested in. So Robert, Russ, again, thank you for taking some time. I hope you guys have a great weekend.
Thanks, Corey.
Thanks, Corey.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corwin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.